Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm here, Kat Cullen and Susie Lyon, to tell us what we can watch maybe over the long Easter weekend. Yeah, that's what we're looking at today. What have we got? Maybe popping out to the cinema. Susie, what have you found for us? One for the whole family, I hope.
Absolutely, Kat. Hey, how are you? I've got a good movie for you to go to the cinema, enjoy some popcorn with the kids if you fancy it. Kung Fu Panda 4 is coming out this week at the end of the week, so you can go and catch that with the kids or just out on your own if you want. So DreamWorks' biggest and maybe their best franchise continues with this fourth installment of Kung Fu Panda. It's a martial arts comedy animation, and like I say, it's not just for kids, it's for the whole family. Po is voiced by Jack Black. He must find and train his successor as the new dragon warrior, and so he teams up with Fox Bandit Zen, voiced by Awkwafina. Together, the two need to build an army in order to defeat the evil sorceress, the Chameleon, voiced by Viola Davis. Voices return from previous three movies in Jack Black, as well as Dustin Hoffman and Bryan Cranston, and there's so much to see in this film. It looks great.
Oh my goodness, that is a number of incredible voices that will be in this. Okay, well, let's see who we can pick out from the trailer.
You will advance to spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace.
Inner peace. Dinner, please. Dinner with peas in a sesame soy glaze.
This is not working at all.
What is this place?
The best crooks and criminals live here.
You're a wanted criminal?
You sound surprised.
Our tummies tingle.
Okay, that makes me giggle. I enjoy that already, and I really relate to that moment at the beginning of meditation, of inner peace, dinner with peas. Yeah, clear my thoughts. Can't do it. So anyway, Kung Fu Panda 4, they're obviously doing all right if we're now on number 4.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Most animation movies by big studios like DreamWorks, Disney and Pixar, they've created movies with sequels. Most of them do have at least two movies, such as Toy Story, Despicable Me, Madagascar, Shrek, as well as Kung Fu Panda is no different. But after the success of Kung Fu Panda 4 in the US, because it has already come out over there, DreamWorks has confirmed that they will create not one, but two more Kung Fu Panda sequels, making six in total, making it the animation with the most sequels. That is assuming we're not sick of Jack Black by then.
Could we ever be? No. You've got a little pointer on this one about make sure you check out the soundtrack. So tell me, what is it about Kung Fu Panda's soundtrack that we're going to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we usually mention the cast. You know, there's always some good cast in these movies that we talk about. And when I was looking at this one, it has an awesome soundtrack because this one is composed by Hans Zimmer. I don't know if you know, but he's got a pretty big resume. He's done The Lion King, Gladiator, The Dark Knight, Dune, Interstellar, Inception, 12 Years a Slave. That's just some of his award-winning films that he's created the score for, not even mentioning the other ones. So as well as the score by this obviously music genius, there are some interesting covers by Tenacious D, including a Britney Spears one, Baby One More Time. There's even a viral TikTok out there of Jack Black giving the version that his best attempt. It's pretty good. I love Jack Black. I'm going to watch this one myself.
Okay, Kung Fu Panda 4, it's out at the cinema this week, so make sure you go catch it over the Easter break. Let's also take a little look at something you can watch at home. If you're not going anywhere, Sky Show have got you covered.
That's absolutely right. We've got a TV series for you. This one is a true crime drama. It's the story of a kidnapped victim who was not only kidnapped once, but twice by the same man. So in 1974, Robert Birch told a close friend of the Broberg family, kidnaps 12-year-old Jan Broberg. After she's returned to her parents, he again abducts her at age 14 in 1976. This is a true crime story. This really happened.
Okay, this is called A Friend of the Family. It is very creepy indeed. Very, very fascinating, actually. It's set in what kind of time period did you say?
It's in the mid-70s.
Okay, let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
What exactly is your relationship with Robert Birchtold?
Well, he's practically a member of the family. Good morning, Brobergs.
Good morning,
morning,
Brother
B.
He has all the hallmarks of a psychopathic personality. Robert Birchtall doesn't feel emotions the way that we do.
This one is very creepy indeed. Who have we got in the cast?
This one stars Jake Lacy, Colin Hanks, and McKenna Grace, and it's created by Nick and Tosca, who wrote the drama after watching the documentary called Abducted in Plain Sight, and that's based on the real-life events which took place.
This one does remind me of the series Mindhunter, which I thought was brilliant, but also looking at the sort of psychology of sociopaths and as it was just coming out, because that's this period, isn't it? That's when the science behind it and behind how different people's brains work differently was really, it was something they were kind of discovering and researching. So there are sort of similarities. Maybe it's also because it's a similar sort of time period that it really gives me those sort of reminders of Mindhunter. If you liked that one, I think you'll like this show.
For sure, for sure. And it definitely has that, you know, aspect of how could this even happen when you read about, you know, this young girl being kidnapped twice by the same person.
Yeah.
Because perhaps there was a little bit of naivety about what people were capable of. I'm not really sure the psychology behind that, but definitely an interesting story.
There we go. That one is called A Friend of the Family. It is out now on Sky Show, a series that you can catch up with when you're not out and about with the kids enjoying Kung Fu Panda 4. That's it for Big Screen, Little Screen this week. Have a fantastic Easter weekend. Let us know what you get up to and what you watch. And if you need a 7-day free pass so that you can watch lots of things on Sky Show, all you need to do is go to worldradio.ch/Big Screen, Little Screen, and you can find links to Sky Show and your 7-day free pass right there. Thanks, Susie. Catch up with you same time next week.
See you then, Kat. Have a good week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.